Hi, and welcome to my podcast. This is Steve Halpern. I'm a nutritionist and a pet parent with a special interest in canine wellness. Some very exciting news about aging. And after looking through dozens and dozens of the latest anti-aging studies, two big factors show up: oxidative stress and inflammation. Now, dogs get cognitive dysfunction just like humans. They get eye issues, cataract, just like humans. So a recent study showed that in aging dogs, there was an increase in oxidative stress and a decrease in natural antioxidants and higher levels of inflammation. So let's back up and talk about a little bit about oxidative stress. Oxidative stress is what we need for energy production, produced by the mitochondria, the cell batteries, and all of us. Every creature has mitochondria inside the cell that produce energy. But they also can produce damage. Just oxidative stress can also produce damage. An interesting analogy, you know, an oxidative stress compound is peroxide. Peroxide is called the peroxide radical. And it's important because it can take care of bacteria and infections as long as it's controlled, as long as we control the level of this oxidative stress. So an example of peroxide, which is wonderful, it'll kill germs and, you know, sterilize things. I was working with pure hydrogen peroxide and I had it in a leather coat. It happened to be a present from a friend. And in 2 hours, there was a big hole in the leather coat. The peroxide actually dissolved and damaged the leather, which is kind of like skin. And that's what it can do in the system. High levels of the peroxide radical, and there's also the hydroxy radical, and there's these, you know, biochemical terms for these oxidative stress compounds. But here's the good news. We have ways of neutralizing it. Humans have it, and canines have it, and many other animals have it, to neutralize this excessive oxidative stress. Well, certainly dietary antioxidants can have an effect. You know, certainly vitamin E, something like tocotrienols, which some canine supplements and some, even certain dog foods put it in, can help. Dogs make vitamin C, so that's not really an issue. But humans and most animals have something called glutathione. Glutathione is three amino acids, glutamine, glycine, and cysteine, in every cell in the body. Very, very, very important to neutralize toxins and poisons. Majority of glutathione is made in the liver. And older human beings and older animals have been found, especially if they're not healthy, to have lower levels of glutathione. Now, interestingly enough, glutathione is found in raw liver, and certainly it's the first thing a hunting animal will go to the internal organs, certainly the liver, which has lots of glutathione in it. And as I said, the body can make glutathione. But here's the wonderful, wonderful news. These antioxidant systems are genetically controlled. And there's a process now, or it's a science now, it's not a process, there's a science called epigenetics, turning on and turning off gene switches. Yes, you can turn on and turn off how a gene expresses itself. And you can also protect the gene with something called telomeres. Telomeres are the caps on the chromosomes that protect the damage, protect this, you know, the against DNA damage of the genetic material. In fact, we call it, as I said, the science is called epigenetics, and it can now be called nutrigenomics, how certain nutrients can affect genetic switches. Well, it was discovered that the sulforaphane that can be made from broccopet, broccoli seed in Vitalica, can in 3 hours turn on 375 protective antioxidant gene systems. So you're turning on these internal antioxidants. So feeding some antioxidant-rich foods to your pet, certainly, you know, some berries can be fine. And it's not, though, here's the key, it's not so much the antioxidants you make, I mean, take, it's the antioxidants you make. Again, I'll say it, it's not so much the antioxidants you take, it's the antioxidants you make to neutralize this oxidative stress, neutralize the inflammation. As I said, it's the same thing in humans. And there's another pathway. It's called the mTOR pathway, which is an energy sensing pathway that seems to be involved in aging. And basically, the sulforaphane from broccopet or other broccoli seed can help affect the mTOR pathway. Actually, acts a little bit, well, slightly like caloric restriction, which is kind of interesting. So, getting back to the topic, can we prevent age-related conditions in our pets, just like we'd like to see in humans? And by turning on the antioxidant system, by turning on certain protective genes, for instance, there's a gene called P53. It's called the tumor suppressor gene, and that's turned on by the sulforaphane. And there are a number of protective genes, immune protective, DNA protected genes that are turned on. There's even research on in clinical trials now that it might have an effect on numerous human cancers. Unfortunately, there haven't been a whole lot of studies on animal cancers, and there should be. So it's almost like us being delay scientists and giving something that's been shown in human studies, clinical trials, to be protective and maybe even effective, and applying it toward our pets. Are there any negative side effects that we've seen with the broccoli seed? Absolutely not. And so turning on anti-aging systems, and as I said at the beginning, glutathione, it's been shown that the broccoli seed that then produces the sulforaphane will increase internal levels of glutathione. So now you're getting this internal protection, and you're also getting a lot of liver support. You know, a number of pet nutrients trying to address liver support, such as SAMe and milk thistle. But the research shows that the sulforaphane goes directly to support healthy liver functioning, which is important for toxin protection as our pets are out there. And who knows what they're exposed to now, the chemicals in the environment, the chemicals on lawns. So this is a wonderful, wonderful gift to your pet and even to yourself. So again, this is Steve Halpern, and thank you. I hope you've learned some valuable information.